On the night of Thursday, December 12, 1935, in the auditorium of Douglas High School, then segregated all African-American, a crowd was gathered to celebrate the 11th anniversary of the Baltimore Urban League. The keynote address was given by America's First Lady, the wife of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt. After spirited applause, the entertainment for the evening began with what was known as the Colored Chorus, singing Deep River. And then there was an introduction for an 11-year-old African-American boy, a pianist named Ellis Lane Larkins. The young Mr. Larkins had made his debut only a year earlier, and tonight played the classic Waltz in E minor by Mikosky. Although in those days, Baltimore's Peabody Conservatory would not accept African-Americans, he managed to attend anyhow. He won a scholarship to Juilliard in New York, left Baltimore, and didn't come back for 40 years. In New York, he focused his career entirely on jazz and established himself as one of the foremost jazz pianists of his time. Eventually, he played Carnegie Hall with the great Leonard Bernstein. But back to that evening in 1935 at Douglas High School in West Baltimore, there is no record of the audience response to Ellis Lane Larkin's playing of the Mikosky Waltz in E minor that night, but it must have been a stunning one. No sooner had he finished, and with applause still ringing, Ms. Roosevelt stepped up to the stage front. She asked Ellis to join her so that she might personally and publicly compliment him. He shyly presented himself, and then the First Lady of the United States shook the hand of this young African-American musical genius from West Baltimore. That same night, at the Lyric Theater across town, no less than the great, world-renowned Sergei Rachmaninoff was giving a performance. In the next morning's Sun, music critic Donald Kirkley wrote of the Rachmaninoff concert, "Sergei Rachmaninoff was not at his best last night." Mr. Kirkley should have heard Ellis Lane Larkins, who was.